Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of little episodes to really get into what is the research going on at the University of Texas at El Paso to celebrate our 100th birthday. Mm-hmm. Today's guest is Dr. Robert Trussell from the Department of Educational Psychology within the College of Education. Robert, welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Tell us, what do you do over there in that big college and way of research?
Well, some of the things that I've started doing in the last, I'd say, 5 years is focusing more on working with children with autism. There's been a considerable change in how teachers offer services and intervention to kids with autism. If you think back not that long ago, children with autism were taught in a rather isolated environment. And applied behavior analysis is a common term, is a common type of intervention where you have an adult working one-on-one with a kid with autism and teaching them language skills and basic academic skills and so forth. And that was looked at or viewed for a long time as best practice for kids with autism. But what has happened over the years is that children with disabilities are not excluded from the school environment anymore. 30 years ago, you know, a million kids with disabilities were left out of education.
And so they were put into special schools together and so didn't really see normal children playing and working.
Exactly. That was the way that children with disabilities were educated for generations, really. And it wasn't until the 70s that the special ed laws came into place and said, no, children with disabilities need to be educated with their non-disabled peers. And with that movement, what first happened was that children were brought into the community schools. And now the idea is not we don't just bring them in, but we actually have to give them a quality education. So part of the challenge of the research with kids with autism is including them in the environment, in the school environment.
Where they don't, in fact, sometimes disrupt that environment.
Correct, because many kids with disabilities or autism have significant problem behaviors, they have problems adjusting to social conditions. So we have to figure out how we can organize the environment to accommodate them.
In a nutshell, Robert, have we been successful in doing that? And what's a key change in your approach to their education?
The challenge is including these children with autism into general education classrooms. So there's several ways that we're doing that. The first thing is we're taking advantage of their way of looking at the world. They see the world and in their mind through visual pictures and videos. So what we're doing is we're teaching them social skills using available technologies, using video clips or pictures of children acting in a certain way under certain conditions. We limit the amount of words, we increase the amount of visualizations, and we apply it exactly to that environment. And in fact, many times we use the children themselves in these scenarios. We can show them how to walk into a classroom, how to get their materials, how to sit down at their desk, how to organize their behavior during a group activity or during a lesson through the use of visualizations in the classroom environment.
Thank you very much, Robert Trussell from the Department of Educational Psychology in the College of Education, for being here on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes on the research on campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.
Thank you.